Good day and welcome once again to the Steve Bonnenberger Anthology. I'm Steve Bonnenberger and we welcome you to our program. We pray that what we do and how we do it and what we say and how we say it and what we present and how we present it creates inside of you this wellspring of goodness. Our intent is to help you to find that inner part of you that is in fact the driving force and the atomic energy that God has instilled in your life. Now, I want to talk to you today about the Daily Code. And the Daily Code is this piece of literature that I wrote some time ago that really is kind of a prescription for how I go about my life. And I want you to start to think about the fact that one of the things that you need in your life is you need a kind of a guidance set of principles. You need to have some everyday ideas and precepts that you return to and that you begin each day with. And the Daily Code is just such a prescription for right living. And it goes like this. The Daily Code says, today, start with prayer. Today, give away something of value that you treasure. Today, listen to someone without interrupting or interpreting. Today, exercise vigorously because life is rigorous. Today, be a propeller and not a windsock. Today, speak with plain clarity and simple language. Today, smile often and bring cheer, for you do not know the pain others bear. So there's seven simple phrases. And there's seven simple constructs around which lives are built and destinies are hammered out. And it's this whole idea that generosity is the cultivation of a spirit and a lifestyle that flings and sprinkles sparkling constellations. I'll say that again. It is, meaning the Daily Code, this belief, these seven simple constructs around which lives are built and destinies are hammered out. And it is this idea that generosity and the cultivation of a spirit and a lifestyle that flings and sprinkles sparkling constellations is your outcome. Today, give away something of value that is yours and that you treasure. I love that simple premise, and people often have said to me as they have read it or wrestled with it, do I have to give away money? Well, so maybe. What is your treasure? That's what Jesus asked. Jesus said, where is your treasure? That's where your heart is. So give away some of that every single day. You know, we live in the most opulent of times. We live in the most conspicuously consumptive of all times. We live in a day and an age when there are so many people that every single hour are in a place where that they have much more than they ever thought that they could have. And we have all of these billionaires and trillionaires now that have so much money and they just hoard and they want more. We have tech giants that make billions who go to work sidestepping men and women whose lives have been touched and torched by the culture of isolation and separation that their devices and algorithms have wrought. We live in an era when children are force-fed steady diets of pornography and sexual impurity as a curriculum. We live in a moment in time when politicians rob the poor and fleece their constituents while they line their pockets with the donors' largesse that is beyond our sight lines and certainly beyond our ability to calculate. We reside in a religious culture where less than 2,000, give or take a few, churches scarf up over 90% of the proceeds of all the religious gifts that are given in the United States. And we see these pastors of these churches live these lavish lives of luxury, all the while their parishioners beg for food and search to find proper housing. We exist in a culture where war and armaments and defense contractors built governments out of precious resources and fight endless wars of perdition that kill and maim generations and leave wakes of destruction that are incalculable. We live in a financial setting where student loans and personal indebtedness beggars an entire nation and generation, while the financial wizards and bankers steal and purloin the fortunes of our children, our grandchildren. Into this setting, Jesus speaks, and he says, it is far easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the gates of heaven. We mock and deride his version of reality at our own peril. Today we speak into the second tenet of the Daily Code. Today we repeat and seek to live into and figure out how to embody these simple words today. Give away something of value that is yours and that you treasure. Generosity, if there is anything that's going to shift the dynamic of this culture, that one thing, that one element, that one missing component part is when common people can introduce generosity into their lives. Generosity is concentrated care. You quite literally find one person or isolate one setting and you give or add value directly to this person or this setting. Laser specificity, you wash out all the white noise, you cancel and consciously ignore all other pleadings. You look directly into the face of a singular cry for mercy, and you notice only that which is placed before you. Pay attention to the directive of God. Pay attention to the directive of God. You are more than nudged. You are pulled forth by a hydraulic zip line that will not permit you to look away. Reach in your wallet. Reach in your wallet. You find yourself reaching into your wallet and giving resources and that once were yours towards the advancement of a kingdom that God calls you to support and you to alleviate some form of suffering that now captures your attention. Silence. Jesus instructed us not to let the right hand know what the left hand was doing concerning giving in matters of compassion. Enormity. You realize that an enormity of instability exists. And you're not called or directed to fix or repair the imbalances of all of humanity. Rather, you are directly summoned to repair one swath of human despair. Generosity is a daily occurrence. The Daily Code draws us out of consumption and places us on much simpler paths of human compassion. I pray today that you will decide to repeat after me today. Start with prayer. Today, give away something of value that you treasure. Today, listen to someone without interrupting or interpreting. Today, exercise vigorously because life is rigorous. Today, be a propeller and not a windsock. Today, speak with plain clarity and simple language. Today, smile often and bring cheer, for you do not know the pain that others bear. 7 simple phrases. 7 simple constructs around which lives are built and destinies are hammered out. I'm Steve Bonnenberger. This is the Steve Bonnenberger Anthology. Travel far.